Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So when we got the news that Robert Redford passed away this week, it immediately took me back to being a child. I was 8 years old. It was 1976, and he was in a movie called All the President's Men, probably one of his best performances. It's about Watergate, Woodward and Bernstein, a very serious adult movie, lots of dialogue, right? And at 8 years old, there I was in the theater, like the weekend it came out, with my mom watching this movie. And it's just a moment in my life I'll never forget because it was just so funny. I was like, what are we doing here? Why am I watching this movie?
Mm-hmm. I feel what you're saying, but like ultimately I feel like you were just bored.
Yeah, it doesn't feel inappropriate so much as painfully boring for
my
a child.
My father took me to the opening of every James Bond movie ever. And
oh,
those
that's
movies,
awesome.
Yeah, but they're filled with sex, misogyny, you know, you name it, it's in there.
My parents took me to the opening weekend of South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut when
That's
I was
the best
nine,
story.
When I was 9 years old, and I had some questions about anatomy on the ride home, if you remember that movie.
I do.
Trying to find something.
617-655-1234. What movie did your parents take you to that you remember thinking, like, as an adult, like, what were they thinking? Sarah's from PBD. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What movie was it?
So, when I was, it was Me, Myself, and Irene, and it had just come out in the theater, and my dad loved, like, we loved going to the movies together, and he's, like, kind of an appropriate joker, mm-hmm. and that movie is not appropriate for a six-year-old, so I remember being in the theater and he was like covering my eyes, but like when you're little and whatever, you could see like through the fingers.
Like during the scene in the bathroom, is that what we're all talking about?
So all I remember, I don't know what I could say on air,
well,
but I'm going to say
probably can't.
A scene
so.
With special toys.
Good
Can
enough.
I say special toys?
Well, you just did. Good enough.
And I remember seeing it. I was like, Dad, why does he have a hot dog? And it was...
okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's it. But
did you guys
and
stay
I've never
and finish
seen
the movie?
Since. Oh, yeah. But when I think about it now, it sends me into, like, another dimension of embarrassment. So...
Well, thank you for sharing your embarrassment with us. We appreciate it.
That's great, Sarah. Kelly from Waltham, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How old were you when you went with your family to see this movie?
Well, so it was we watched it in my living room at the cottage in York Beach, Maine, our summer rental.
Right.
And I was 8 or 9, and my dad thought it was really good time on an ocean vacation to watch Jaws with me.
Dude.
At 8 years old.
Uh-huh. And like, for the rest of the vacation, I wouldn't go past my ankles. I wouldn't even, like, sit on my boogie board because of the kid who got attacked on his boogie board, so I just stood.
That is straight up trauma.
It was, but believe it. But after that vacation, I like researched ocean and all this stuff, where sharks live, because I was like, I love the ocean. So I was okay by next summer for sure. But it was a moment. I'll never forget my grandmother, my dad's mom, God rest her soul. I came out of her room and was like, Carol.
What are you doing?
Nothing else but just his name. And I was like, what?
What? It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Until it wasn't. Until it wasn't.
Well, good for you for overcoming your fears.
Oh, my God.
They still do screenings of Jaws where, like, they'll put a projector on the beach and everyone will get an inner tubes in the
ocean. At Martha's Vineyard. It's fantastic. Yeah. Smart.
A piece of seaweed hit someone's foot and everyone's going down. It's going to be a chain reaction.
What is wrong with us as parents, man? What is wrong with us as parents?
I think you're doing your best.
We're just trying to survive.
And back in the day, you couldn't like research a movie on the internet and see, is this appropriate for whoever? You were just like, sure, man, it's cool. It's about whatever. Let's go.
Okay, so 617-655-1234, the inappropriate movie that your parents took you to. And we're going to talk to Sean in a minute.
Okay.
And Sean is 13.
Oh.
And the movie that his mom took him to, like, everybody knew what this movie was about. But apparently she didn't pay attention. And it is probably the best story that we will have. Okay, so we'll hear from Sean coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.